those that don't live around the water, but are in the garden and so forth, or?
Actually, I don't know what to call it. I can't think.
What about dry land frog, hop toad frog?
Toad frog is what we used to think of them.
Okay. And the things that you dig to go fishing with?
Earthworms, a bait.
And the hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs?
It's a turtle, terrapin.
And the water is a turtle and on the land is a terrapin?
Yeah.
And what about something that swims backwards in the water?
Swims backwards.
A little shell-like thing. We don't think anybody eats them maybe around here. It has claws.
Crawfish. That's what you call them.
Okay.
I couldn't think of it.
And another old fan-tailed sea animal with a thin shell that's almost transparent. You buy fish markets, they're sea animals.
Shrimp.
Okay, and the plural, you say?
Shrimp.
Okay. And an insect that flies around the light and
is a moth or
and if they get into your clothes, you say, well, look,
The moth.
And a little insect that goes to the light. Oh, no. Talk about that one. The one that has a little light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
And what about a long, thin-bodied insect that you usually see around water, and it has two pairs of shiny wings? They say it eats its own weight in mosquitoes.
I know what you're talking about. But for the life of me, I can't think what to call them. I should know.
There's a whole group of words here. Darning needle, mosquito hawk.
Mosquito hawk.
Snake feeder, snake doctor.
Mosquito hawk is what we call them.
What other kinds of stinging insects are around here?
Wasp and yellow jacket and your little honeybee.
What about one
mosquitoes
that builds a big paper, big
hornet nest, and we do have a few of those.
And what about a very tiny insect that burrows into the skin?
Red bug.
And those sometimes green and sometimes brown. They don't bite, but hop along. They eat the corn.
Grasshopper.
Have you ever heard them called hopper grass?
No, I haven't.
Okay, what about small fish that are used for bait?
Minnows.
And what may you find stretched across the corner of a room if you aren't constantly cleaning, or sometimes they're out?
Spiderwebs.
And a tree under the ground puts out a long
root. Roots.
And if there are a lot of rock or maple trees growing, you might say, the big group of these trees, you might say, that's a maple.
Maple orchard? No, you wouldn't call it an orchard.
What about there are pine trees? There's a big pine.
Clump of pine or a group of pine.
Okay.